This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the 9 o'clock Eastern Time hour of the show. Be here for another hour to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here, like I said, till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. If you don't want to come on the air, you can go to our website at paulparent.com. Scroll all the way down to the bottom and contact us. You can do that during the week. If something comes up, you have some questions, we'll get back to you as soon as we can. We're doing everything we can to answer all the questions. I've said a few times I've got a full-time job myself, Mahoney's Garden Center in Winchester. Plus, I'm a dad of two beautiful girls. One just turned three, and the other one's about 7 months, almost 8 months. So I've got my hands full there, but I try to answer everything I can to help you out going forward. So feel free to either email us or give us a call at 855-660-4261. Nathan, we got anybody on the line?
Yeah, we do. Here, let me pull this up. Gail in Massachusetts.
Gail, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you very much. Years ago, your dad had said that to take clippings from the Montauk daisies, which I did, and they were about 12 inches at that time, and I did put them in rooting powder, and I started five plants. And this year, then they grew, and this year I gave my son the five pots, and he transplanted them into the ground, I want to say about 3 weeks ago, and they bloomed. And it's all because your dad told us that the first 2 weeks of July to take the clippings and do that. And I have wonderful, wonderful Montauk daisies.
Awesome.
The plant I have now is of the Montauk daisy is about maybe 3 to 3.5 feet tall. Okay, mm-hmm. And it just is round. But the only thing in, some varmint like the butchuck got in there, dug, went into a wall type thing. Well, I got rid of him because I put the vinegar, thanks to your dad, put the vinegar in his little hole, and he has since left. That's good. But it left a gap in the middle of the Montauk daisies. I don't know whether he was trying to dig in there or he sat in there for a while before I saw him. When is the best time to maybe take a portion of it out so that I don't have that gap in the middle? I'm assuming, too, that it's the gap because it's so tall that it hung over. What can I do?
So now the it's, is it individual plants in the middle that are like that, or is it just part of the main plant?
The whole main plant, and in the center, it's flattened out.
Yep.
Because of this. You know, so should I wait till spring to take any action to take part of it out?
Well, so you know, the Montauk daisy, it's. It's usually doing some pruning now, but the major pruning is done in like July, June, July.
Okay.
So that's, it's kind of, could you do it? Yes, but you might not have as great of a an end result by doing some of that now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, it's when they, so what I would try to do is once everything has turned brown, you know, once it's really dyed back, you can cut the plant back to about 6 to 12 inches from the ground.
Okay.
So that might be a way to get that center back for you. But what I want you to do to add to it is maybe get some pine needles or maybe some salt marsh hay.
Mm-hmm.
And put that on top of the Montauk daisy. Don't do it right now. I want the ground to freeze. I want it to be, it's going to be closer to like Thanksgiving.
Okay.
That's when usually, I say usually with air quotes because you never know in New England.
Yeah.
usually that's when the ground's frozen and you can really start to do it. And I've said this, and my father has said this, and it's something to really think about. If you start to put something like that down now, the other varmint that are in the area, the rodents, those types of things that are trying to find somewhere to overwinter, are going to just go into that little area that you've created for them. It's kind of like a hotel for them. It's got food, water, shelter. They don't have to go anywhere. So that's one of the reasons why you want to wait until the ground freezes.
Okay.
That being said, I would go to a local garden center now and get some either salt marsh hay, or you can even use straw, but straw has some weed seeds in it, so it's not always the best to be putting in the garden.
Okay, right.
But get it now and have it for later, because around Thanksgiving, there's a lot of things that other than salt marsh hay that are thought of at a local garden center. You know, Christmas trees are starting to come out. You got your poinsettias inside, all your flowering inside. They're not really thinking about outside. So by getting it now, you definitely have it for later. Or, like I said, use some pine needles. A lot of evergreen pines at this time are starting to shed from the inside out. So you could use some of those. Just collect them and keep them to the side for later. Those are a couple ways just to give you extra, extra help for that. And then, you know, in the spring, make sure you you uncover them. Around early April, so that it's not covered when the warmer sun starts to hit and it doesn't take away from some of the green of the plant and it doesn't affect it.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, that's when it starts to get more of the green buds. It starts to get better for, you know, get ready for summer. At that point, that's when you want to fertilize them with like a flower tone.
Mm-hmm.
And then going forward, the real heavy prune is in July. It's not like a heavy prune, but, you know, your plant could have grown to about 2 feet tall at that point in July. You really want to cut them back to about 12 inches and 12 inches wide. And that's really going to shape them. And it's going to get it, you know, it'll allow them to grow wider, stay thicker and fuller. And that's kind of what you're looking to do since that center was taken away.
Okay.
And eventually it'll just get bigger and better. And I believe, I want to say it's every 3 to 5 years you should be splitting the plants as it is. So depending upon how long your plants have been in the ground, you might want to split them a little bit. That way, what it does is it helps rejuvenate them as well. And you can start giving them out to your son like you did previously, or friends and neighbors, that type of thing.
Okay, great.
But it's usually about 3 to 5 years you should be splitting them to allow them to get bigger each year.
Great, great. Thank you very much, Patrick. Thank you very much.
Gail, thank you for the phone call and that information. I do appreciate it. You have a great rest of your day.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Nathan, we got anybody on the line?
Yes, sir. Evie in Cape Cod.
Evie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. I have I've been using Weed Beater Ultra on my Cypress Cypress Birch for 3 years, and I feel like I have made headway. What I want to know is that a weed beater effective on blackberry vines that have them like they're like 15 feet long, and I have been digging them up, but I'm wondering if the weed beater would be effective.
It may or may not. I really wish it, I could say 100% that it would, but I feel like it wouldn't, unfortunately. You could start to use, there are organic, like, complete killers that you could use out there. Bonide has a product called Burnout, which is an organic weed killer. That would be something you could spray onto that. It does kill everything, so if there are plants underneath it, it could affect those. Best way to do it, if you'd like, is to make fresh cuts on that blackberry vine and paint with like a paintbrush to concentrate onto the fresh wounds.
I did that a few years ago, but they've all come back. At least if those haven't come back, new ones have come back.
So that's the thing. It's a multiple process that you need to do. If you want to hang on the line, we're about to go to break, so I want to give you some more information.
Okay.
So just hang on the line. So on the other side, we'll get you all that info.
Okay.
We'll do our best to help you. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here for another 45 minutes to answer all your gardening questions, so please give us a call.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your bio-advanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. For the break, we were talking about blackberries that were... The blackberry vine, hard to kill. Wanted to just go back onto it, talk a little bit more about it, of how to kill it. Now, we talked about the organic way with using burnout from bonide. There's also some other ways out there. There's a brush killer from bonide. A couple other companies have it. Those are some really good products to use. One of the things I want to reiterate about the spraying of it is make sure you don't spray it when the fruit is actually on it. I know that at this point there's no fruit, but when there is fruit earlier in the season, just make sure you don't spray it if you're trying to kill it at that point. By doing that, you could just the birds or any of the animals that get it could have some of that poison in there, and Just as a thought, it's just like don't spray certain insecticides when flowers are blooming or when bees are active, that type of thing. I just like to be a little bit safer out there to make sure we take care of Mother Nature's creatures.
Right.
The other thing, it's going to take you a few applications to do this. It's going to be maybe 3 to 4 times to really get this down there, and it's going to be a couple years. I hate to say that, but it's just, you know, you said you did it a few years ago, you cut back a lot of it, and then the shoots started to come up. Well, it's hitting those shoots again when they start to come up, and eventually it's killing the root system. Being a vine, it does have some roots that will go from plant to plant underground. So by killing that to the root is going to be a lot better. You know, like I said, you can use the organics, but there are ways to do it, to really spray it with some chemical products. The brush killer, again, they have it from multiple companies out there that you could use to do that. I think organics would work well. I just think sometimes with something like that, that you've done so much, you might want to try something a little stronger. And that's why, you know, do it towards the end of the day. So no bees or insects or anything like that are out there, so you're not killing them with it. You could try some of those really to do that. The other company out there is formerly Bayer Advanced. They've repurposed their name. I think it's Bio Advanced at this point. But still, those products, they have a brush killer that's really strong and really good to use on that. You could also use there's a poison ivy and vine killer that you can use from multiple different companies. Bonide and Bioadvanced have those. Those are great products to be getting rid of it. But unfortunately, it's just going to take a couple times.
So when I dig them up, does that mean I'm just wasting my time? Because the roots are probably like 5 inches down. So that you're saying there's a connection between that one that I just dug up with other ones. Digging them up
is one of the most organic ways to do it, and it's going to take all that plant out. So it is beneficial, but you just make sure you get as much of it as possible. You know, if there's
right.
no plants around it, if it's just covering an area, just try to take your shovel after you've gotten the main plant and kind of dig up some of the roots around it. Kind of stick the shovel in, put your foot in there, and see if there's anything like pulling back at you, like a root.
Right, yeah.
And then you can kind of see, all right, maybe I'm getting a few more roots in there. But that's how they'll grow, and that's why you'll see some more in the spring. But that's when you want to do it again, because they're weaker. They're just sprouts.
Right.
So you have a better shot with that organic spray than when they're stronger, more woody structured.
Got it. I have another problem. I have very sandy soil, so I think that's one of the main reasons I'm having all these problems.
Yep.
I have right now big clumps of grass, only it doesn't look like grass. The blades are like 10 inches long. It's green. It looks like it's a clump of grass, but the leaves are just too long to be a normal grass.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
And what can I use the ultra, the bonide with that, or
yes,
should I use something stronger?
Let me, we're about to go to break. Just listen on to the other side of the break, and I'll give you which products you should be used to get rid of it. A lot of fescue grasses will clump like that, so that could be what you're seeing.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In parts of Florida, people have been forming long, long lines outside fire stations, schools, and Salvation Army food trucks as Hurricane Michael victims try to find their next meals. It's especially bad on the Florida Panhandle, but Governor Rick Scott says millions of meals and gallons of water are on their way to communities hardest hit by the storm. The unofficial death toll now at 18. President Trump is thanking the president of Turkey after the release of U.S. Pastor Andrew Brunson, who'd been detained by Turkey for 2 years.
And I think we'll probably now really establish
a terrific relationship with Turkey. We appreciate it.
Brunson, who Turkey accused of being a spy who'd aided terrorists, also visited with President Trump in the Oval Office yesterday morning. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we had been talking with Evie from Cape Cod in regards to some different weeds, different things we can take care of. She's talking about the grassy type weeds that are in a clump that could be out there that, they're not really grass. They're more, they look like more like weeds to her. You could use the Weed Beater Ultra, but Weed Beater Ultra is meant more for broadleaf type weeds. It might not kill these because they're grassy type. Grassy type weeds are structured a different way, so the formulas of the chemicals are used differently. So, that being said, you could use the Burnout, which is organic weed killer. You could use Cleanup. Cleanup is a product that would kill everything. It is a chemical, so it's non-organic. You could also use Grass Beater from Bonide. If it's in like a flowering bed that you're worried about some of the other plants going, this you can spray over the top of it. Sometimes you see in like junipers little grass coming through. That's something you could spray on there. So hopefully those will help you out. And good luck with that, and hope everything works out for you. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Last year's windy, cold winter months were tough on your outdoor plants. Did you know that you can help your plants survive the ravages of winter? Bonide's Wilt Stop is the answer. It's an all-natural product. Once applied onto your trees and shrubs, will put a clear coating on the plant, which protects plants from drying out. It prevents winter burn, salt damage, moisture loss, and also reduces transplant shock. Wilt Stop seals the moisture in and keeps the cold dry, damaging winds out. Wilt Stop also prevents Christmas trees and wreaths from dropping their needles by sealing in the moisture. Extend the life of your Christmas greens by applying Wilt Stop before you bring them inside or hang them outside. Bonide's Wilt Stop is available in a bonus size 40-ounce ready-to-use and in pint, quart, and gallon concentrate sizes. Wilt Stop Wiltstock Christmas Tree and Wreath is available in a pint ready to use for easy applications for your live seasonal decorations. Bonide products are family made in America, and Wiltstock is available at a few fine stores. You can go to their website at bonide.com to get a few of those. But it's available at Cataldo Nursery in Littleton, Massachusetts, Whitney's Farm Stand in Cheshire, Mass., and Jed's Hardware in Holden, Massachusetts. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we'll try to answer all your gardening questions. Nathan, we got anybody on the line?
Yep, there's three sitting here, Joey and Cape Cod.
Joey, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hey, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a corn plant that was given to me back in 1990, and you can imagine the height that I got out of that after about 9 feet of it. I said enough is enough, and I lopped off, I think, the first 3 feet of green from that plant. It wasn't doing too well with the height. I don't think the energy was getting up that far. And so I stuck that that piece that I took off into some potting soil, and it held its own for about 3 months. There were only about 4 or 5 leaves on it, and I plucked off all the ones that were dead. So I'm getting dangerously close to the point where there have been no leaves and no photosynthesis. So about a week ago, I noticed that the rest of the remainder of the leaves are starting to yellow. And I've got 2 leaves now that I dread plucking off. And I'm just wondering if I could do anything for this small plant that I stuck in the pot.
So what I'd like to see you do is actually take a look at the soil that's there. Grab the plant out of the pot and see how it's going inside there. See if you're seeing circling roots or if it's just really loose in there. Also, before you do that, kind of feel in and see if it's just too wet inside the plant and see what's going on there. Sometimes the root system can start to rot a little bit, and that could cause that. That would be step one.
So you're saying pull the plant out of the soil?
No, don't pull it out of the soil. You have it in a pot right now, right?
Yeah, and it's pretty moist.
So let it dry out a little bit, because when you do pull the plant out, when it's wet, the soil could crumble. What I'd like to see you, if you can, is pull the plant a little bit and just see how the root system is going underneath there, like on the outside edges of the soil.
Sometimes I don't know if it had that much time to establish, though.
Yeah, well, 3 months, you'd be surprised sometimes on some of these plants.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I just getting an idea of what's in the soil, how it is, because if it's too wet down there, you could be rotting the roots, and that could be causing everything out there. You want it to dry out just a little bit in between each watering. You don't want it to consistently stay wet. Because, you know, when that happens, the roots just stay wet and moist with the soil around them. It keeps them compact in there, and it slowly could end up rotting.
Yeah.
The closer the rot is to the main stem, the more likely that the plant is going to defoliate, lose everything. So it's a little bit of taking a look at that.
Osmocote in there. Is that...
That'll help. That's a slow release. That would work.
Okay.
One other way you could do is just grab the stem a little bit and pull up just a little bit. I'm not talking like to rip it out. Pull up to see how the roots react. Do they hold in? Does it really move just by barely touching it? If it really moves just by barely touching it, then it's probably being overwatered and it has some root development issues. With that, you're keeping it inside. You could almost use like a 10-10-10, an all-purpose fertilizer. They have them in liquid form that you could really give that to the plant to give it a little bit something else. The middle number on there is going to help with root development, and I think that should help you with this. It's just, I think something else is going on. I think it might be just too wet consistently.
Okay. Well, I thank you for that. And on a happy note, the rest of the plant, which is about 6 feet tall, is doing much better now that I lopped that off. And I noticed a small shoot coming up from the soil, which is about 8 inches, which I was very happy about.
Awesome. That's great news. And, you know, going forward, if you want to do it again, you know, by cutting, sometimes it doesn't always work. It can really stimulate it. But make sure you use some rooting hormone.
that you place right on the bottom of the plant that gives it a great start. Sometimes it just has that transplant shock. Looks great at first and then just heads down south. But, you know, I'm sure the way that your plant has been growing, you might be able to cut it again in the next year or two to get to try it again.
Oh, super. I appreciate the advice.
Thanks, Joey. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Becky in New Hampshire.
Becky, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I'm bringing in my houseplants, and earlier I heard you tell somebody there was a product to put on the top of the soil for fungus gnats, but I didn't catch the name of that product. Could you give that to me?
Yeah, it's a systemic houseplant granule from Bonide.
Okay.
I think it says like 2% systemic houseplant. It comes in a small bottle. Usually you'll see, you know, it's about the size of like a pint in a square. It's granules. You want to put those into the soil, mix it in, and then I believe you water it in. It definitely does help with that. It gets a couple different stages.
Okay.
The other thing that I suggest doing, if it's still outside, maybe spray it with some all-seasons oil or some neem oil. Spray the plant itself, just so you're not bringing everything inside with you.
Okay.
But doing those two things should really help it. But it's a systemic houseplant granule that really, really helps with the fungus gnats.
Okay.
They're just as annoying as fruit flies.
Oh, they're
At first you think they're fruit flies, and you're looking around, you're like, all right, when did I throw the trash out? This type of thing. But then you realize they're coming from the soil of the plant.
Yeah.
And this is the best way to do it.
I have one other question.
Yeah.
This year I had the red lily bug, and I didn't want to feed them the plant,
Tree and shrub?
Tree and shrub, yes, because they were flowering and we had tons of bees around.
Yep.
So I left all of the dead stems out there and was wondering if I could apply that now and would it kill anything that might be in the ground?
So I wouldn't do it now.
Okay.
What I would do is do it in the spring,
right
when the plant is starting to emerge from the ground.
Okay.
So it's usually when the first couple inches have started, and then it starts to protect. And as the plant grows, this solution will translocate through the plant as it gets bigger to help reduce the risk of that the Asiatic lily beetle there.
Yes. And that won't hurt the bees when they're flowering?
No, so it will not because it's so early in the stage.
Okay.
I like to make sure that anything that's flowering, I don't spray at that time. That's the best way to protect the bees.
Mm-hmm.
It should be, you know, I can't say that it's not going to hurt the bees because there are things out there that could hurt the bees. I don't want to, you know, say for 100% certainty, but I know that in the early stages, there's no flowers, there's no buds, and that's when the lily leaf beetle is starting to emerge and starting to work its way into the plant before the flowers are there.
Okay.
So that's going to help prevent them from coming in and kill them early.
Great.
My father always talked about doing it. It's not even written on the label that, if I remember correctly, that it's used for that. But when talking with Ken Kukurowski from Bayer, which is now, I believe, BioAdvanced, they actually recommend it. By doing that. So it's a pretty cool thing that's just not on the label, but it is meant to help with that beetle.
Okay, great. Well, I just wanted to tell you you're doing a fabulous job. Your dad would be so proud of you.
Thank you so much. You too.
Thanks. Bye now.
Bye-bye. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Barbara in Cape Cod.
Barbara, welcome to the Pell Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hello, Patrick. And I can't help thinking about your dad when I hear that theme song, no matter where I am.
I hear you.
And our thoughts are with you all.
However,
my question is it too late to aerate and overseed right now?
I would say it's not. If you're going to do it as soon as possible. We still have another couple weeks before really heavy frosts are hitting. just when you aerate, it's going to help. But by putting the seed down, the one thing I want to see you do is put like a salt marsh hay over the top of it or some sort of seed germination blanket. Maybe even using germination blanket.
Okay.
The best thing to use would be like a salt marsh hay or a lucerne hay. Reason being is you can just leave that there, and it will just biodegrade and add organic matter into the soil. You won't get weed seeds from it, and there's no cleanup. Sometime with the germination like blanket, you have to pull that up, or it's just there to cover to keep that temperature regulated. So you might have to do some more cleanup. Whereas with the salt marsh hay, you don't have to do the cleanup unless it really, you know, you don't like the sight of it.
You mean in the spring do the cleanup?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking
about? In the spring, yeah. You can just leave it there. It'll get in there. You can actually, the mower will break some of it up, and it just helps as organic matter.
Okay.
But that's key right now when you're putting seed down to really help protect the temperatures.
Okay. So, how much water will I need?
Water until the ground freezes. It could be up to 2 inches a week, but should only be a couple weeks.
Okay. All right.
Well, thank you, Barbara, for the phone call.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the products directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Only got a couple of minutes left, so we'll go right back into the phone line. Nathan, who's up next?
Sandy in New Hampshire.
Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick. I have a quick question I'd like to ask you, and it's about the coating on the grass seeds. It's virtually impossible to find a grass seed without this coating on it. I called yesterday to find out as much as I could, and they said to keep it away from livestock. I consider turkeys, even wild turkeys, to be livestock, and they eat just about everything. So what might your opinion be?
Now, there are some seeds that shouldn't have it. When you say the coating, are you talking about the coating that they use for to keep the moisture so it's like a less watering?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. One of the things you can do, is a possibility is putting the grass seed in like some sort of shaker, like a tumbler type thing. And shaking it and trying to scratch as much as you can off of it by doing that, so they're rubbing into each other and scratching each other, so there's not as much. The other thing you could be doing if you're putting down grass seed in certain areas, you could use, there is like a frost blanket that is a complete covering of grass seed that you could put down so that wildlife, such as turkeys, wouldn't be picking at it. They wouldn't have the easiest visibility to get it. The grass would be covered. It would keep the ground at that temperature for the next couple weeks.
you'll notice that some of the, you know, you'll have to take a look at it every couple of days. It usually takes about 7 to 14 days, depending upon the grass seed that you use to germinate. And when it starts to pop up, that's when, you know, you would lift that blanket up so you're not covering the soil, so that it can actually get some of the sun, the photosynthesis, that type of thing. It'll get the sun because it's usually like a white blanket type covering, but that might be your safest way to do it. You could also use...
In your opinion, would it be detrimental to the songbirds?
Well, I don't think it would. I mean, there are seeds out there that you should be able to use. Like, Bonide has some great seed that I don't believe has a coating like that. You could mm-hmm. also get Natural Alternative also has some grass seed you could use. I don't believe they have a coating on theirs either. You know,
okay.
The coating sounds like a great advancement to it, but it's not really necessary, in my opinion.
I agree.
So you could definitely take a look at that. The other thing you could do with that tumbler, say you were to put it in a jar and spin it, add some sand in there or like small little pebbles in there so it adds like some grit to scratch it. If that's mm-hmm. what, you know, if you already bought the seed and you're trying to get rid of it, that type of thing, that might work. It's really
I didn't buy it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I personally wouldn't. I think I know which brand you're talking about, but I wouldn't use that one. Bonite has a great seed, and like I said, Natural Alternatives have some great seed. Great thing about Natural Alternative, if you do call them and you talk about what you're looking to get, they'll actually give you a lot of information. They're a company that wants to hear from you and isn't going to just say,
"Oh, their fertilizer."
Yeah,
we use their fertilizer. It's wonderful.
Yeah, so they do have grass seed as well, so they might be able to give you some really good stuff too. So definitely try them. They're there Monday through Friday, so you could try on Monday, see what you can get.
Very good. Okay, Patrick, I thank you very, very much. And if there's a chance of getting a mailing address, I'd like to mail your mom some photos from Cuba.
Okay, if you go on to the website and you go all the way to the bottom to contact us, that'll come right to me and my mom, and I can get you an address that way.
Sounds good. Thanks so much, Patrick.
Sandy, thank you so much for calling.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
You too. All right, we've got less than a minute here, so we're not going to take any more calls today, but we'll be back next week to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free to call us, or during the week, if something comes up, go to the website, go to paulparent.com, go all the way bottom to contact us and send us your feedback. I've been getting a lot of great feedback from you guys talking about my father and how awesome he was. You know, it's great to read all the time. So thank you for that. Keep them coming. Makes us get through each day easier and easier. As we go out, enjoy the rest of your day. Get outside, plant something, be nice to each other. I believe my father would say, "Let's go, Sox."
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.